The UN Special Humanitarian Envoy Abdulaziz Arukban on Wednesday visited south-central Somalia, one of the areas worst affected by the humanitarian crisis, as well as a refugee camp on the Kenyan side of the border with Somalia.
What I saw is really a humanitarian crisis. The little food that was available was extremely expensive in the local market. One egg cost around 5,000 Somali shillings. It's a 5 times increase from the beginning of the year.
His visit came as the Food Security Analysis Unit of Somalia, an organization managed by the World Food Program, released new figures on the humanitarian situation in Somalia, which it calls one of the worst in the world. The organization's chief technical advisor, Cindy Holloman, described the situation.
The scale and the magnitude and the speed at which the humanitarian crisis right now is deteriorating is very alarming and very profound. Just from the beginning of this year, the number of people in humanitarian crisis has increased 77%. That's going from 1.8 million people to more than 3.2 million people.
She said malnutrition rates are increasing across the country, even in the north, which has generally been less affected. According to the group's assessment, massive inflation has been a major driver of the crisis. Spurred on by excessive printing of new bills, food prices have increased by 700% in the past year. The problem is compounded by continued drought in the country. Most importantly, Somalia, unlike many other countries coping with rising global food prices, also faces rampant insecurity. The conflict in Somalia has grown more severe in recent months as a weak transitional government struggles to contain a growing Islamist-led insurgency. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Mark Bowden, described the challenges of providing assistance in the country and called on donor governments to step up their support.
The cost of doing work in Somalia is becoming higher and higher because of that. We have to invest in the security, tragically, the security of our staff, and also the security of all humanitarian workers in there to be able to deliver more effectively. And this comes at a cost. And it's that cost which is rarely met by the donor community.
Attacks on and abductions of aid workers have been a growing concern on the ground in Somalia, and delivery of aid by sea has been discouraged by growing piracy off the Somali coast. In a rare piece of good news, the UN Refugee Agency announced that its top official in Somalia, Hassan Mohamed Ali, was released Wednesday. He was abducted near Mogadishu more than 2 months ago. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.